Big news from the healthcare industry today. The insurance giant Anthem has made an unsuccessful bid to buy its rival Cigna, according to the Wall Street Journal. And the story we're going to take a closer look at, CVS says it's buying Target's pharmacy business for about $2 billion. If the deal goes through, it will create a store within a store, about 1,700 more little CVS pharmacies within Target's across the country. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News in New York is here. And Jill, CVS is already the country's second largest drugstore chain behind Walgreens. It's also been expanding the footprint of its Minute Clinics in its stores. So what is the overall goal here?
Well, the big store change like CVS, they're trying to address the needs of this massive aging baby boomer population. They're also looking at the new entrants into the healthcare system after the Affordable Care Act, seeing millions of new potential clients. And to capture this huge customer base, CVS has been aggressively expanding its walk-in clinics. They're called Minute Clinics. Mm-hmm. And they've also provided enhanced care for chronic conditions. And by the way, this potential deal also gives CVS a nice outlet in some markets where they had very little exposure, like Seattle, Portland, Denver, and Salt Lake City.
Yeah, they're all over the place in New England where they were born. But the deal still needs regulatory approval. What about Target? They'll lose their own pharmacies, obviously, but Target also has clinics across the country. They will soon be CVS Minute Clinics. Why would Target want to give up that side of their business?
Well, you know, they just have not had a great success in that part of their business. And I think what's kind of interesting here is that, obviously, Target has to really focus on the things that they have done better. So they really want to look at some of their other ideas, like looking at some of their food brands, they're getting back to their clothing, restyling their stores. You know, we're seeing kind of like this cool, hip, cheap place to get some decent deals. And I think the foray into the healthcare actually didn't do very well for them. So they're going to go refocus on their roots.
Hey, they carry shabby chic home products now.
That's
it. It's fantastic. But tell us about some of the pressures in this industry. And by the way, a lot of people are still trying to support their independent, locally owned pharmacies. But it seems as if, you know, that ship has left and they're now within these box stores. But, you know, people aren't buying greeting cards. They're not getting the film developed the way they used to. So how are the CVS's competitors dealing with that?
You know, each one looks at it slightly differently. Now, Walgreens, again, the largest drugstore chain in the U.S., bought the European company Alliance Boots last year. And, you know, kind of interesting. Now, Walgreens is redoing its U.S. stores, and they're trying to do a big push into cosmetics, and they want to offer a wider array of products. Mm. And what's interesting, they've had a really terrific success with something called Boots No. 7, a skincare line in Europe. It's been fantastic in Europe. And this initiative hopes to succeed actually where CVS failed. CVS actually shut down a beauty-focused initiative after failing to get some of the big high-end brands here in the U.S. to stock its shelves, and they didn't really want to do a private label. So you see that each of these companies is sort of drifting to where it thinks it can actually carve out its own niche.
And so far, pretty successfully. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News on the new news from CVS. Jill, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.